We are very pleased to start this hour with two dear friends of mine, people who I have enormous respect for, and two of the many Maine bass musicians. I never use the term Maine musicians because, you know, that just isn't what it is. They're bigger than just Maine. But Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson are joining us from their home in York. How are you guys today?
Oh, Bruce, good to hear your voice. We're here.
Check 1, 2 is what we say in the business.
That's right. Well, as I mentioned last week, I think, when we were first talking about doing this, or maybe it was just to Rich, you guys are doing what many musicians are doing, but you're doing it both, I think, a little more creatively and in a better way. You're broadcasting every Friday night from your home, from the Puffin and Loon Lounge in downtown York, Maine. And I want to know, what were the kinds of things that went into your decision to do this, and what were the kinds of things you had to overcome to make these wonderful, very personal concerts happen?
Ah, well, it was a very natural extension of what we've been doing in the summers in Maine here. We've been opening our property to strangers, but friendly strangers that are on our email list, and playing concerts for them in our carriage house. And
yeah, we're pretty lucky that we were folk musicians that I sold enough CDs back when people bought music that we actually own a home. And we have a dilapidated outbuilding that we were able to turn into a charming music venue. It's a 130-year-old poorly built building that we've made into a... so we were doing sort of what you'd call house concerts.
So we filled the room many times with fairly humble audiences at times, you know, just not vast numbers, sometimes 30 people, sometimes 80, but it was always on the slow nights. It kind of felt like, wow, I wish we could reach more people. So, but we never kind of, live streaming seems somehow, what's the word, gauche? Or
we're not really cutting-edge technology kind of people. We don't live in a cutting-edge technology world, and that live stream thing felt too newfangled. And when Corona came along, it suddenly became the thing to do. And the only thing, we've had exactly one gig since March.
I have to say, we like technology. We like really good sound. Harvey's built a career on really good sound, really good amplification of acoustic instruments. We have a nice camera, and when we updated the software, we were able. A fan of ours said, "You know, people are really liking these live streams," and so Harvey, we're not very social media savvy, so Harvey was like a grumble, 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 and he had like his like fleece vest on. I'm like, dude, I'm gonna go do it. I'm gonna do a live stream, 8 o'clock Friday night, Good Friday, which is a somber day in the Christian calendar, but with the good news coming. And and it was a somber time in our country, and I just wanted to sing some deep songs, and he kind of grudgingly came along, and then I kept making him play more songs with me. But we just played for like 20 minutes, but it was like you could feel it the minute it started. We've been making videos for years and posting them, and people care a little bit, but playing for a live audience is like a whole other can of beans. You feel it, and they feel it. It's live, it's real, and it gets uploaded to the internet, and then they can watch it anytime they want. So they're all up there, hours and hours of us bearing our souls to the camera lens, knowing you're on the other side.
One of the things I most admire about your shows is that you're, especially because I've known Harvey longer than I've known you, I've seen him perform more. He plays anything that has strings on it that you can tune. I'm sure Harvey will figure out a way to play and play better than most people. You do duo. You have duos, you each perform solo. It's the wonderful way you choose the instrumentation when you're performing together, whether Joyce, you're playing guitar or fiddle or viola or banjo guitar, whether Harvey's playing auto harp or steel or fingerstyle or flat picking, you're unable to play by law songs you don't have the rights to play. How much fun has it been for you to keep finding new stuff to do each weekend and finding the instrumentation for it?
Why don't you take this, Joyce?
Oh, yeah, we're both smiling. Yeah, I mean, I had this kind of feeling of personal power when I realized, oh, my gosh, I have to play my own songs or public domain songs. And it's like, I've written so many songs in the last few years, and I like them. I like singing them. I mean, I'm not, like, selling them to Nashville, but my fans like them, and so I feel like I'm a creator. Like the YouTube, they call you a creator. If you make videos on YouTube, you're a creator. I'm a creator. Harvey is by far the creator. And so that's really freeing. People kind of wonder why they can't hear, you know, us do some of the covers that we do. We love doing covers. So maybe we'll have to do that on an album or something. But it's been so fun, and I feel like the people's music, the traditional music, is so healing, so grounding right now. I'm just loving it. I just wouldn't let him sing Barbara Allen without me, and so we put it off a week, and I got to sing that with him. Classic song that has been sung, you know, countless times. So
well, except I've known that song for 40 years, and I don't think I've ever performed it because it just didn't feel like it was relevant or the thing to do. It's so interesting to us that this COVID, this disaster feeling like we're in a lifeboat in the music business is suddenly turning into a really interesting time for us where we're getting creative, we're putting more energy into music than we have in years. We're not traveling, we're not packing our suitcases, we're not like sound checking and looking for a restaurant or, you know, finding a gas station. We did that for so many years, and it's an incredible waste of your time and energy. And
not to mention, we have two teenagers, and you know, for many years we didn't want to travel because they were so little, and now it's like, oh my God, 15? I don't want to leave him home.
you bring up a point there, Harvey, that I wanted to allude to while we have some time, and that's you've written a incredible book called Troubadour Chronicles, which I will admit I have not quite finished, but it talks about the fact that our society for a long time, for centuries, has been far less accepting of the individual singing and playing at the same time, as of ensembles, bands, trios, you know, whatever, that somehow that music was in greater esteem, or classical music. I'm finding in this pandemic, I'm watching much more often one person playing a song and singing it to me, or maybe two. Do you think if there's a silver lining in this for musicians that may get a boost when this is all over?
Oh, absolutely. Brilliant observation. It sort of proves my thesis better than I can with my giant book, just the idea that there's validity. And validity in one person playing everything, and when the pop stars have to do it from their living room, it's a more level playing field than I've ever seen in my lifetime, and I love it. We are well positioned. We unfamous troubadours can compete. There just aren't many times when the outsiders can make any gains in the music business. There's been a handful of times in history, in the 1920s when they first started making records, they found some pretty random people who became icons of music because they made great records. And it's happened a few times, but not many. And this is one of those times when there's a slack tide, and it's pretty exciting. So we're finding out that some pop stars really don't have much going on. They're when they don't have a giant band and a huge stage and incredible lighting.
And some really do.
Yeah, and some really do. It's a different lens for the world, and you're right. It's the troubadour lens, and I'm loving every bit of this.
Another interesting thing is that we have a venue that anyone on earth. We have people tuning in from Germany. It's so great. I mean, on Friday night, live. You know. They stay up till 2. I mean, we have a venue that can travel the world now. You
know? Yeah, it made me think when I was thinking about that the other night when you were talking, you had someone check in from somewhere abroad, that it's like people that used to stay up late to listen to the opera, you know, and try and get it on the skip, that here was something that people could only get this way. And it really, they have, I just want to reiterate to the listeners, go to woodpecker.com or joyscream, J-O-Y, the word scream.com, and you go to those websites, it's Joyce and Harvey's websites, and then go to YouTube and watch some of these concerts, because it's different than anything else I'm seeing from anybody else on YouTube or streaming. There's an infectious spirit to it that I think is really, really good. And I'm really glad you guys could spend a little time with us. And I hope that we'll be able to get you back on soon. One thing I just want to point out to everybody, between you, I think I counted 42 LPs or discs or albums.
We don't count, but we I've made at least 30 books. We have some merch we can sell on the internet, which is helping us eat, along with the donations from the people that are watching. But it's kind of a, well, as I, to quote my own song, we play our guitars out on the digital streets, hoping people will donate so our kids can eat.
It's hard times in the USA. Man, if we could leave people with that one song title to go check out on YouTube.
US of A.
Hard times in the US of A. My nurse friend just brought it to her ER and played it all day long. People, wasn't a dry eye. She said it really hit home. Harvey hit the ball out of the park with that one.
Well, and you hit the ball out of the park every Friday night. So thank you, Joyce Anderson and Harvey Reed, for being with us. I hope we can talk to you again soon. Give my best to Levi and Otto, and with any luck, we'll give you a hug in the spring.
Thanks for reaching out to us, Brother Bruce. You're the greatest.
All right. All right, that's Harvey Reed and Joyce Anderson.